Hey guys, this is Joseph Glassman. What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in this episode. I have a question for all of you. What has social media done for the common kid? Or for a young common adult? Now, a lot of people will say they found business relationships, they found their soulmates, they found opportunities across the globe, they found a way where they can vent, express themselves, show who they are on social media. However, does social media define who you really are just by a post, even if you're explaining yourself in something? And what has social media done for the common kid? See, not a lot of people realize that social media has dramatically changed our lives. It's like a human getting addicted to his favorite bag of chips, but not realizing that those chips are not necessarily healthy for your body. Now, I'm not saying social media is not healthy for you, because the world that we live in today, and as we're evolving, technology is becoming a major factor, part of our lives. Without technology, how are we supposed to communicate with our bosses, with our loved ones 2,000 miles away, with our friends who are in need of our help? See, social media is important, but it's also not important. I remember in fifth grade, I got my first phone. It was an old phone, it was a lost phone, and the first thing I wanted to do was join Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, because now I can see my family, my friends, and I can share stuff that my family and friends can see. Never have I ever realized that in the future it would be more important for business and jobs, but I wouldn't say it would be such an important factor of my life, because I've experienced some very bad things over social media throughout my life. As a 19-year-old who is trying to teach those out there that it's okay to vent or talk about pretty much anything on my podcast channel, today I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to, like I've said, ask you the question, what has social media done for the common kid? I'm going to tell you what has social media done for the common kid, which will be myself today. Social media has impacted my life through mostly my relationships and my reputation. I used to be a very bad liar. I used to steal. I used to do young things kids with anger would do. And that made me look like a bad person. That made a lot of people want to stay away from me. That made a lot of people look at me like I needed help. And I'm not going to lie, it's okay to tell yourself, yes, you need help. But it doesn't mean that people have to separate themselves from them, from you, because that's not going to help an individual at all. I believe that social media made me realize the reality of the world in several ways that others haven't picked up on. You are free to choose, but you are not free from the consequences of your choice. That's a moral lesson my father has taught me, and I have not put that moral lesson into my ethical decisions over social media, because you're free to post, but you don't know what's going to come out of that post. You may get over 300 likes, and then you're going to have someone who likes to talk shit to you, someone who wants to make you feel down. So what do? Either you defend yourself, you say some shit back, and then the next thing you know, it looks like it's a whole big ordeal, and then you get banned from Instagram. Or you ignore it. And you learn a lesson that not everyone out there is going to be a lover. There's going to be haters. That's a lesson I also learned. Not everyone out there is going to be a lover. There's going to be hundreds of people who hate me, who will look at me and be like, I don't like this kid. But why? And that's a question that I ask myself is, for myself, for certain people I really don't like, why do I not like them? What about them do I don't like, that bothers me, that frustrates me? I think today, when we think of our friends, parents, and associates, they're rated on certain levels. The higher up is someone who you respect more. Someone like your dad or mom who gave you life. The middle level would be normal friends. Like, okay, they're good. They're good friends. Yeah, I can trust them. And then below that would be like, we've hung out once or twice. He's cool, whatever. I think that social media can impact your way on how you treat certain people. For the common kid, sometimes social media can develop their mentality and their way of thinking, their personality, because of reputations on Instagram. Because of jumping on the bandwagon so you can look cool like hundreds and thousands of other people like there. So people can turn an eye on you so you can seek and grab their attention. I think as time passes on that we're not going to realize that eventually social media will be the world that we completely live in. Because there's millions of people out there who decide not to use social media and still use the old common ways of finding their loved ones by walking to a bar and approaching a nice, attractive girl. Going out and dropping off their resumes to businesses that they feel like they should be hired from. Going out and finding business opportunities or even traveling on vacation. You'll learn that as you go. You pick up a magazine, a brochure, and you will read something. Actual paper. Not through a phone, not through a screen. But an actual paper, you'll find that you can travel to Bora Bora and it only costs you $4,000 a night. Maybe even more expensive. Maybe even $11,000 a night. But you get my point. Social media will impact everyone's lives in a different way. There's no way that it would impact your life the same way as Jerry right next to you, or as John behind you, or as Melissa in front of you. Social media is not going to impact your parents because your parents have already lived through the stages of developing social media. Correct what I said, parents have lived through that phase when they were developing social media, when they were witnessing what was going to happen down the long run. Our parents knew that eventually we would have phones that we can put in our pockets and we can open up and get a notification. Our parents knew that it would be really quick to send a text rather than having a pager. Our parents knew that you can post something on Facebook and you can get over thousands of views from thousands of people around the globe. So thousands of people know who you look like. And they will develop their own version of what your reputation is like. They'll create their own version of your personality on their end. So if you ever meet them, whether they feel like you're a gross, disgusting person, they'll treat you like a gross, disgusting person. Whether they feel like you're a beautiful girl with nice tits and ass and you're just a horny fuck, then maybe they're just going to treat you like a horny fuck and try to lay you. I've met some of my exes through social media. And obviously, I'm a teenager, so it wasn't like going to school and then the girl you like across class I liked because I saw her in person. No, it was like I first saw her over Instagram and then next thing you know, I saw her in class and I'm like, oh shit, she's right next to me. So that's one thing I say that social media can impact for the common kid. And that's something that people gotta ask themselves. What has social media impact for you? What has it done for you, really? Have you made achievements? Have you fell back in life? Made some mistakes? And just like everyone says, if you make mistakes, you can get right back up and keep going. But it depends on how determined you are to fix that mistake that you've made. So, the question is, what has social media done for the common kid? I just want you to think about that, because that's something that we all should really think about. Thank you for tuning in.